Hey, Tony, thanks so much for sharing your story with me as well as everybody else that's listening. Can you tell me and everyone else who you are and what you do?
Hi, everyone. My name is Antoinette, and I'm a registered nurse and an ontological coach.
And then what was your life like before the program?
Before the program, I've been a very dark place. Along with being a coach, I would think I'd be in a better position of understanding myself. However, I was in a toxic relationship and unhappy with my relationship with my partner and with myself.
And what were you seeking to, what were you seeking and what made you realize that you needed help? How was this program different from, you know, let's say your own coaching or other coaching out there?
What I was thinking was clarity and having that accountability for me to create a life that I want and have clarity as to make a decision. And what I got was support and in a way for me to support myself and create a vision and have an answer for what I wanted in my life.
So what made you realize that you needed help?
What made me realize is that I came to a point where I was just tired. I was just tired of what was going on and what I was continuously in this cycle, vicious cycle of being stuck in. I think what I realized I was being stuck in my situation made me realize that I needed to reach out for help other than from myself.
And so I know that you came in to change and to work on your relationship, your previous relationship, the one that you had been in for about 4 years, I believe. But what did you actually expect going in? What was different from what you actually gained? And what did you realize as you were going through the experience?
What I expected was... clarity as to my situation. I didn't have an expectation to actually have an answer. I just wanted more clarity as to what was going on. And what I got out of it was way more than just an answer. It was a way of being and how I was being within myself and what I was creating for myself. And beyond just having the answer and awaiting it, I was able to actually let go of things that I was holding from when I was a child. I was able to forgive parts of my life that I didn't know that I was holding on to or hadn't forgave, even though I thought I said I did. So I gained a greater understanding of forgiveness of myself, of people in my past, and even people in my current life.
So what was that experience like for you? I know we had, you made drastic changes, I believe, in about the first 2 weeks of our sessions together. And I know it's been a while since we worked together. I believe it was like last year. From what I remember, the first 2 weeks you realized that you were in a toxic relationship and that was more apparent to you that it was time for you to leave. And then after that, you know, you started working on the deeper things that you realize you've been holding on to. But during your time together, did you expect the changes to be so drastic? Did you expect your world to be turned upside down in a month? And I remember you coming back, you're like, I can't believe this is moving so quickly because you made so many changes right off the bat that were always available to you, but you'd never actually gone for. Do you remember what that was like?
Yeah. As fast as everything was moving, it was just a sense of clarity. And even if it was moving as fast as it was, having that clarity didn't seem like there was anything to to second guess anything to not do. It was a decision to make, and I just did it, and I went with it. We're sitting in contemplation of what to do, how to do it. I just made a decision because it was very clear what I needed to do, and I made it, and I took action, and it happened. So what I went through was just a pure sense of clarity that I didn't have to second guess myself in any aspect.
And then one thing that I always like to highlight is the thing that we do in the program is we use the mind-body connection. And for you, I remember you saying you weren't feeling supported emotionally, but it was affecting your back. And for those who don't know, I hope you don't mind me sharing, is that you've had back surgery from being a nurse and the wear and tear that it did on your body. And even then, after or during your relationship with your last partner, it was aggravating. The emotional tension was aggravating your physical pain. Can you describe to me what that experience was like and how is it now?
Oh, most definitely. It was a sincere awareness to understand the mind-body connection and the emotional connection that I was having. Because I was so emotionally disconnected and suppressing a lot of things emotionally because of the situation and the partner that I was with, that it actually intensified the pain that I was going through with my back. And the recovery was actually a lot longer than it needed to be because I wasn't emotionally stable and in a situation that was very supportive. So understanding that mind-body connection and really looking at it from that kind of perspective was that I created pain or I allowed pain to really become more of a focus than just the situation. And I really understood if I had that clarity beforehand, I probably wouldn't have been in pain as long as I did. And the life that I do have now, yes, I do have pain. However, it's not a hindrance to my life as before it was. And it was a limiting thing that I felt like it just limited and stopped me from everything. Yet now that I'm gone through the program and I really understand and worked on myself, yeah, I'm in pain, yet it's not a limiting thing. It's just a way of being and just adjusting and really just doing something different. And it's just clear as to what I feel, and the pain doesn't consume me as much as it used to. And it's very freeing to understand that kind of perspective, that pain doesn't have power over me. I have power over myself in choosing what I'm going to do to do different.
So what would you say that you achieved during the program? What obstacles did you overcome?
I achieved self-awareness, clarity, self-love, ultimately forgiveness, too, of myself, because I have to forgive myself and love myself in order to create something different or something more in my life and without limiting myself in that kind of way, because I have that love and I have that support within myself because I'm not doubting how I should be or the situation I'm in or having to overthink what I'm going through.
And then what other clarity did you get? Because I hear that term come up for you often, but what clarity specifically did you have or that you acquired during the program?
Clarity of my self-worth, what I'm deserving of, who I am, what I'm capable of, and clarity of literally just being able to see myself. When I look into the mirror, without limitations, without just clarity, it's just to see myself in a different way and in a pure, genuine way, which over time or situations will cloud that for you and create doubt and create a sense of disruption to my life.
And there are parts during the program that, you know, what I always try to tell people who are curious about it is that it requires honesty and vulnerability. And sometimes the honesty and vulnerability is going to be temporarily uncomfortable. And I know you and I had moments where you felt uncomfortable or you felt confronted by that. How would you describe that to a person that's kind of on the fence and is kind of scared to share that vulnerable side of them? What would you say to that person?
Be open and allow that process to be, because that's when you're actually going to have the opportunity to create sincere value for yourself. Because if you don't, then you'll be wasting your time, because you have the opportunity to be and to discover something about yourself. Yet if you don't allow yourself to be vulnerable, you won't have that opportunity to create that yourself. And it takes courage, it does, and you'll resist as much as possible, yet you'll understand, like, what you resist will persist. So if you resist being open and vulnerable, that's what you're going to have. And the possibilities of something different in your life, you may not get that. And there's so much value and there's so much to learn about yourself when you're able to discover more about yourself by being vulnerable and learn about yourself, unless you're open to seeing that for yourself.
That's really well said. How has the work impacted your life now, and what do you think that's are in the future?
It's impacted my life in such a way that physically I'm not suffering by my emotional and mental demise, as far as suffering with my back and letting that be a hindrance to me living a full life. And also just truly having a life that's full, or understanding the concept of my cup is full or half full, not half empty. To really seeing life with a sense of fulfillment or fullness and appreciation, because it is full, and the opportunities and anything that is possible, versus what I used to believe, that I can't do this, or, you know, they're self-limiting because of a situation. And having such clarity to really create more for myself, you know?
Yeah.
And a sense of peace.
Sorry to interrupt you. And now I'm actually thinking about it now. When we had started our sessions, I just remember how drained you were. Like, it physically, the more that you mentioned physical, I just visualize it now. I remember that when we first started off our sessions, you were so heavily weighted that it drained you energetically. And I remember sleep was kind of your life for things. And it's so different now, because I still talk to you regularly, that you don't even have that in your mm-hmm. world anymore. But I remember you used to say that you would sleep often and that your energy was so drained that you were just lethargic. And then now I know that you don't even stop to rest. You don't even stop to rest. You, like, picked up more shifts at work. You work maybe 4 or 5 days now. Did you pick up how many days? 12-hour shifts?
I think 3 to 4 extra days, which typically I was only working 2 to 3 days. Now I'm working 4 to 5.
Yeah. I remember you were working 2 or 3 days, and you said that you were always feeling tired. And during our sessions, you were really tired too. And now you picked up 5 days. You're still somewhat tired. I know you are. That's like, what? I can't even do math. 5 times 12. You do the math for me. But that's a lot. And you're holding 30 pounds worth of equipment on you during your shift too, right?
Correct. I think what created having that sense of clarity and that weight lifted off of me emotionally and mentally has created this sense of energy to do other things in my life, to make more money, to be more active, to work more, which is essentially doesn't feel like work to me and never has. Yet I get the opportunity to help people in a different way because I can stand or I can sustain more energy because I'm not feeling mentally and emotionally weighted. And I do remember the sessions with you. I felt completely drained. I felt completely tired. And I do remember the first month I knew I carried a heavy weight for you to kind of shift out of or help me shift out of because emotionally I was so deep for what I was, the situation I was in. And it, you helped me get through that emotional drainage within the sessions because had I not, I probably wouldn't have gotten effective clarity or effective session with you because I need to release that energy first.
Yeah, and I even remember you were picking up more shit and you started a side business. Things were just flowing through you. You're like, I'm tired, but in a different sense now where you actually still felt fulfilled. You started going to the gym and you started caring for yourself in a different way that you've kind of forgotten about during your relationship where you kind of just started hiding yourself. And then as we worked through the session, you cleared that baggage, you started showing yourself in a way that was fulfilling for you, that you got your life back and, you know, started working towards the things that you always knew you wanted and made available to you because you decided to, and nothing else was holding you back from it. To me, that deserves so much highlight because I see your growth and you continue to grow. And as you know, even after sessions, I'm noticing that you're continually striving for what you want and having more of a realization of what it is that you want as opposed to what you believe that you could have before. And it was really the thing that reigned over you was you only believed you can only have so much.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you truly open a space for me to understand endless possibilities because I didn't see it before. I didn't see what was possible. I literally put myself in a box and limited my potential and limited life to literally a box. And I just feel like it just opened the space up to really live in such a way that is so open, so exciting, and possible. I mean, that word possible comes up or endless possibilities come up because it's a mindset, you know? And really working with you help open up that mindset and understanding in creating endless possibilities or living a life that it, you know, with more options. And I use the word or, you know, because it creates that life of, you know, possibilities because you can have this or you can have that and you can have this and you can have that, you know, and just living that life that's full.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you want to add that you would tell somebody who's on or off the fence and considering what this has done for you? Is there anything else that you want to add specifically about, you know, the sessions, what it's like to work with me, and what it's like afterwards?
Yeah, I would just say do it. What's going to hold anyone back is going to be themselves. If they truly want something different for themselves or want something more, then sign up and start working with you. Because knowing you and how you operate and how you work, you really fine-tune your skill and your niche to really understand people in such a way that they can't hide. So if people are still on the fence, it's because they're hiding and they don't want to be seen in such a way. Yet understand when you're allowing someone to see you in such a vulnerable way and you open to let someone work with you, there's so much value that you're going to be able to create in your life. And you're going to be supported in such a way you probably haven't been supported because of the work that you do and how you support and how you show up for people in the way that you do. Your life will be different. Yes, understanding life is different day by day, yet the work that you do will really catapult you into a life that you want or a life that you can design by choice. Because it's now it comes to having a life of choices versus living a life by circumstances. And that's the mindset that I was able to get out from working with you and create that type of clarity.
Cool. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing your story, and I'm still happy for you. I'm so happy for you.
No, I'm super appreciative, and you know, like I told you, the moment I made that decision to work with you was the moment I knew I was going to take my life in a different direction.
Oh,
and I did.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so happy to be a part of your journey, and I still am. So I'm going to let you go, but thank you, thank you, thank you, and I just appreciate you sharing.
No problem. Thank you for all you've done, Hannah.
Bye.